Nation Station, Manx Radio. Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
We're doing a mixture of catching up on some of the winning performances and results from the last couple of days of the Manx Music Festival because, of course, whilst we had the concert on stage last night, there was a day of competitions ahead of that, so we'll bring you those results. But we will, of course, be doing the things that we regularly do here on a Sunday night, and that means keeping our date with the History Man in about 5 minutes' time. But ahead of that, let's have some more music. And this one was a real gem from the festival. In the original music composition class, we had a spectacular win from Marilyn Cannell. Now, there was a particular brief set for this, and it was to compose a song that in some way, whatever way the composer felt was most appropriate, that it celebrated and reflected the 125th anniversary year of the Manx Music Festival, which, when you think about it, is quite an achievement, isn't it? Well, Marilyn Cannell, who is very skilled with the use of words, as well as writing a jolly good tune too, she rose to the occasion and wrote 125, a song to celebrate the Guild's anniversary. And needless to say, she won the class. She sang the song again on stage in the Royal Hall last night. And just before we play this, let's pay tribute to the fact that Marilyn has been an official accompanist for the Guild for 25 years. She's decided that perhaps she'll step down, that this would be her final year as official accompanist, although she did say to me that she would continue to play for friends if they wanted her. And I know that Marilyn has lots of friends, so I do hope that means we're still going to see her and have her involved with the Guild, because we just couldn't imagine a Guild completely without Marilyn, could we? Here's her song of celebration, Marilyn Cannell singing and playing her own composition, 125.
Stage. We
There we go. Very, very popular win there. Great song. And Marilyn Cannell with her own composition, singing, playing, and she wrote it all herself. 1-2-5. The Guild is very much alive. Right, it's 28 minutes to 11. Let's keep our date. Sorry, it's just a little bit later than usual. Let's join the man himself, the History Man. It's Mr. Kringle.
The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It was a tremendous sensation in the Isle of Man 106 years ago when a newly retired chief constable of the island appeared before the Court of General Jail in Douglas, charged with criminal offences while he was in office. He was alleged to have fiddled the books, to put it bluntly. His name was Colonel William Freeth, late of the Royal Artillery and a member of the Royal Victorian Order. And on September the 13th, 1911, 2 months after his retirement, following 23 years' service in the island, he was arrested by his successor, Colonel Henry William Maddock, CBE, and also MVO. It must have been a difficult encounter for both officers. As for the Isle of Man, there was a feeling of shock and disbelief, especially among the great and the good. Colonel Freeth was charged with embezzlement and forgery involving more than £700 of public funds. He was alleged to have forged receipts in order to convert to his own use funds provided for the purchase of his men's uniforms and boots in 1905, 1906 and 1907. Newspaper reports of his first appearance in court reflected public reaction to the case, and widespread feelings of embarrassment and discomfiture. The Isle of Man Examiner report said, "The accused showed in every lineament of his features that he was in a most dejected frame of mind. It was a very painful case, and all present must have felt sorry for the ex-chief constable." It was almost as if the Isle of Man was apologising for what it was doing, and the comment was something of a hint of the extraordinary events to come. They tell us a lot about how a great many Manx people looked upon what they saw as their English masters and betters. The government in London was very much in charge of the island in the early years of the 20th century, and the Manx were much given to tugging the forelock. Colonel Freeth was committed for trial at the Court of General Jail by the High Bailiff, and he appeared there 4 weeks later. He was accompanied, in support, by his son, Major G.H.B. Freeth, D.S.O. The case was presided over, as was customary at the time, by the Governor, along with the two Deemsters. The Governor was Lord Raglan, also a former army officer, and he and the Deemsters must have been on the best social terms with Colonel Freeth, who would have been a frequent and honoured guest at Government House. The establishment was sitting in judgment on one of its own. The prosecution case was built on an array of irrefutable evidence, and the witnesses included a handwriting expert from the Treasury in London who confirmed the forgery allegations. It looked like an open and shut case. But Colonel Freeth's defence advocate, Mr. F.M. Lamotte, didn't call any defence witnesses. Instead, he relied on a highly emotive appeal for leniency to the jury of 12 good Manxmen and true, saying, "Let the matter go back to the obscurity from which it should never have emerged, and let the prisoner spend his few remaining years in peace." In other words, just let the poor old boy off. And, remarkably, it worked. The jury took only 45 minutes to bring in a not guilty verdict, which went against all the evidence. But there was some public outrage. The Reverend Wilson Stewart, minister of Rosemount Methodist Church in Douglas, a famously outspoken parson, raged from his pulpit that Manx justice and the Manx nation had been eternally disgraced by a malicious falsehood in favour of a guilty person held up as a poor old man for whom heart should be full of pity. Significantly, there was no appeal by the Crown against the extraordinary verdict, and remarkably, also, only silence in the House of Keys. So Colonel Freeth left the island without a stain on his character, and he died in Brighton at the age of 80 in 1919. I wonder what Colonel Maddock, The man who arrested him and who died 38 years later after 25 years honourable service, I wonder what he made of it all.
Culture Vanin. Supporting Manx culture.
Thank you very much, Terry. And there will be another opportunity for you to hear The History Man tomorrow, Monday night, on your Bank Holiday Late Show, presented by Andy Wind. Andy will play that again for you around about this time, 10:30. But right now, we're going back to the Guild. We're playing the many performances as we can from the concert that was on stage in the Royal Hall. And of course, the big gap is that we can't bring you the dancers, who were absolutely fantastic. And what a variety. We had tap dancing, we had contemporary dance, and we had even the Spirit of Bulgaria, that wonderful, wonderfully colourful group with their national dancing. But sadly, none of it works well on radio, but you never know. We'll probably, by next year, there'll probably be a way of getting around it, won't there? But what we can say is that we had a wonderful opener from it was a piece that was called The Destruction of the Rainforest. And it was a wonderfully evocative piece. And it was presented for us by one of the many very talented groups of dancers that these dancers were from the Pippa Salter School of Dance, and they were winners of the contemporary dance class. But there were a number of very skilled groups represented during the week. And again, just like the music, great variety of dance. Just sorry that we couldn't bring that. But we had everything. We had Perry Bain with the White Boys dance, with their swords all forming up into the star at the end, which I always think is tremendously impressive. No idea how they do it. Just 1 minute they're all dancing about, the next minute the swords are all in place. So terrific. That well done to Perry Bain and Pippa Salter. And our tap solo came, a member of the Sharon Rye School of Dance, and I'll give you a little bit more detail about that in just a moment. Manx Concert Brass, Manx Youth Band, were very, very successful in classes at the beginning of the week. And here's Manx Concert Brass and American Trilogy. Manx Concert Brass under the direction of Ian Clegg and American Trilogy. We will be back to our coverage of the Guild, our final review as Sundown goes to the Guild for the very last time this year. We'll be back to that in just a couple of moments.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
And now we're going to hear from a couple of choirs that we haven't so far featured on our coverage of this year's Guild. And they were both winners yesterday in competition. And the first one is the choir from Peel Clothworkers School. And this is, in fact, their Gaelic choir that's going to sing for us now. And it was the Gaelic choir class for up to school years 13. And Peel Clothworkers School choir won with 88 marks. And here they are to sing for you now. A lovely bit of Manx there from the Peel Clothworkers Gaelic Choir, and they won the class there with 88 marks. Another school that we haven't heard from up till now, we're going to put that right immediately, is Manor Park. And they too were class winners yesterday morning. And it was a great morning in the Royal Hall. It was absolutely alive with lots of supporters as well as lots of lovely choirs on stage. Here's a class winning performance, 89 marks to Manor Park. And this is how they sounded.
Thank you.
Well, the brief was to sing two songs that were contrasting in style, and I think that Manor Park School did a brilliant job there. They were the winners of the school choirs class for schools with under 150 on the register. They won the class there, Zippity Doodah and Seek Ye First, The Kingdom of God. They were class winners with 89 marks, and as a result, they took the additional award of the Vancouver Shield for the highest mark for the school choirs. The action songs up to year six, again, it's a lovely thing to watch, but doesn't work so well on the radio, unfortunately. But we had a first place for the Platform Theatre School, and they had 89 marks. And the concert class for up to school years 13 was won by the Zanakis Singers. I do hope I've pronounced that correctly. And they're from Ballacameen High School. And Arbury 3 had a great success in Manx folk dancing up to year 6. They had a class win with 86 marks. And RSD Team 2 had 88 marks to win the country and national dancing class for up to year 6. And RSD Team 2 are from the Sharon Rye School of Dance. And the tap dancing that I spoke about, Sarah Moore was the winner of the Year 11s and over, and she did a great tap routine. She won her class at the beginning of the week, and she gave us a reprise of her winning performance in the concert last night. And it's a great routine and a song that we like very much here on Sundown. It was a golden oldie, Are You Having Any Fun? Well, Sharon, from the Sharon Rye School of Dancing, Sarah Moore certainly looked as though she was having plenty of fun. So thank you very much for that. And as I say, just a pity that we can't do full justice to that on radio, but some great performances from our dancers that were weaving through the music and the spoken word. It was a great concert. We are zipping towards 11 o'clock, but we still have some music to share, including hearing some music from the winner of this year's Cleveland Medal. Ruth Tickle will be singing for you in just a few moments. We're heading towards our news review at 11 with this break.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
And if you've just joined us, Sundown is at the Guild just for a few minutes longer. We are just bringing back for you some of the highlights that were in the festival's finest concert on stage in the Villa Marina last night, as we drew the whole 9 days together with a great concert, great relaxed atmosphere. Well done to Stage Door Productions, who drew the whole thing together in a very professional way. And we had Jack Divers and Mandy Griffin to compare the concert in great style, very, very professionally done. And we just had a great cross-section of entertainment. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll just say this again in case you weren't listening then, there were some of the acts with some spoken word that was on stage that was absolutely brilliant. But because they were specially mic'd up and you could hear them perfectly in the Royal Hall, absolutely what every word, every syllable. But unfortunately, that presents its own difficulties when we try to record them for you. And I do try always to present all our winning artists in the best possible light so that you get the full benefit of their performance. And unfortunately, the conditions for recording spoken word last night were not very good. So I'm going to try to re-record those at another time when we can perhaps bring the people into the studios. But it was really that we had great quality. And we'll mention a few names. I've already mentioned Harriet and William Shooter. They're twins, although Harriet does make the point that she is 2 minutes older than William. But they were excellent with a very, very clever duologue with a witch and the witch's cat. And we had some splendid spoken word from Poppy Williams, who recreated a character created by Alan Ayckbourn. And Poppy was talking to her imaginary friend. A very, very skilled performance. So thank you for that, Poppy. We'll come back to talking about the spoken word in a moment, but we're going to listen to some lovely voices. And the Buchan Falcons were invited back to sing in the concert last night. Their musical director is Sue Mills. Gareth Moore is their accompanist. And here they are to sing One Candle. This is the Buchan Falcons.
Thank you.
And that was the Buck and Falcons and One Candle, and their accompanist Gareth Moore, their musical director Sue Mills. Well, I think it's time for us to hear from the winner of this year's Cleveland Medal, wonderful soprano voice of Ruth Tickle. And Ruth won the medal in 2006, and she spent quite a bit of time off Ireland, she and her husband and their two boys living in Cheshire for some while, where Ruth was a peripatetic music teacher. So music has always been a huge, important part of her life. She worked very hard for this medal. She admitted when we were having a chat yesterday that she'd been working since about October of last year, and that's what it requires to master these very complex pieces. Her accompanist for the medal test was Patricia Cullen, and Ruth sang again last night at the finale to our concert. She's going to sing for us now. She chose a Mozart aria that was one of the set pieces for her, in order for her to win the solo voice class to earn her place in the competition for the Cleveland Medal, and then an own choice piece. And we're going to listen to her own choice piece by Hageman. This is Ruth Tickle, the holder of the 2017 Cleveland Medal in the 125th Manx Music Festival. And Ruth is singing At the Well, accompanied by Patricia Cullen.
When the two sisters go to fetch water, they come to this spot and they
soprano voice of Ruth Tickle, the holder of the Cleveland Medal for 2017. And Ruth was telling me that literally within hours of her winning the competition, she was asked to sing at several concerts, so we can enjoy Ruth's voice, I'm sure, on many occasions around the island, because that's what generally happens to our Cleveland medalists, isn't it? They asked to be everywhere. And indeed, Paul Costain has had a very, very busy year. I can't think of a single engagement that Paul has refused to do, and I'm quite sure that Ruth will be exactly the same. And that's just a great competition, wonderful singing, and all of such a high standard. And I have to say, although it's nothing to do with the singing, everybody looked fantastic. There were some wonderful gowns that were on display there. It was a real spectacle on Friday night. Of course, that's where the Cleveland Medal is now. It's on the Friday night, the festival, the Cleveland Medal and the Sheffield Plate. And then we have the concert on the Saturday night when everybody can relax a little bit. Now, from local music, let's go to local news. And there's all kinds of things happening, so let's have a look at our What's On guide.
The What's On guide, brought to you by Blackford Financial Services.
And let's just start off with a little bit of news that's come in literally in the last few moments. And this is a fundraising night for the Northern Live at Home scheme. It's a wine and canapé evening with Open Garden. And it's next Friday at the home of the Corletts. That's Mona Lodge on Jerby Road in Ramsey. And it's on Friday evening at 7:30. Raising funds for all the services that the Northern Live at Home scheme provides around the north of the island. Now, the tickets are £20 and you can call or text for a ticket on 424092. 424092. That's if you would like to go to that wine and canapé evening at Mona Lodge, Jerby Road, Ramsey on Friday night. Now, let me just tell you about something that has unfortunately been cancelled. I mentioned on Praise this morning that there was going to be a quiz night, and that was going to be in All Saints Parish Hall. And I think that was going to schedule to be on Saturday the 6th. Unfortunately, this has had to be cancelled. So if you were planning on going or know of anybody who was planning on doing so, perhaps you could spread the word. Hopefully that will be rearranged at another date. And things that we know are happening. Saturday, there's a spring fair in St Peter's Church in Onchan starting 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Admission for adults is £2 and fun for all the family. Bonnag and Brass, how about that for an unmissable combination? It's a concert given by Ballyfesson Brass, conducted by Mr Matthew Collister, and it's in Castletown Methodist Church on Friday the 5th at 7:30. Admission is £4, including refreshments and a raffle. And that's to raise funds for Christian Aid. Also on Friday the 5th, there'll be a quiz followed by a supper in the Onchan Methodist Church Hall. Tickets are £8, children £4, and can be obtained from Christine on 625 934. 625 934. And again, this is in support of Christian Aid. So maybe if you were planning to go to All Saints on Saturday night, you could go along to the quiz night on Onchan instead. Onchan Methodist Church, Friday night. And the ticket's £8 or £4 for children. And that number again, 625 934. Now, working backwards, Saturday also, the Manx Methodist Historical Society will meet in Bride Methodist Chapel on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. After learning about church buildings in the village, light refreshments will be served and there's a warm welcome for everyone. You don't need to be a member of the society. If you're just interested in the history of the area, then pop along 2 o'clock in Bride Methodist Chapel. Thursday night, there's a curry night in Port St Mary Methodist Church. Sample some Indian cuisine in a very friendly atmosphere. It starts at 7:30 and it costs £10. 834-696 to reserve your place. 834-696. And then tomorrow, St Olive's Church on Bowering Road in Ramsey have a May Bank Holiday coffee morning. It's in St Olive's Church Hall, which is actually just round the corner from the church, opposite the entrance to Ramsey Cottage Hospital. And it's tomorrow, Monday, from 10 until noon. As well as a raffle, there'll be cake, bottle, handmade greetings cards, white elephant, book and plant stalls. Indeed, something for everyone. Admission is just £1 for adults and children can come on in for free. So there we are, May Day Bank Holiday. If you're out and about around the Ramsey area there, pop in and you will be made very welcome.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band won the award for the most entertaining performance in the concert class. And it was all opera based. And there were one or two people who were actually in costume. Very convincing Toreador was there. Here they are with the music to suit it. It is the March of the Toreadors from Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band.
Thank you.
March of the Toreadors, brought to us by Castletown Metropolitan Silver Band, winners of the Most Entertaining Performance, a new award, a new trophy that was donated in memory of a man with a long association with bands on this island. In fact, a gentleman who for many years was the musical director of Onchan Silver Band, and that was Gordon Astill, and the award was given by his widow Sheila in his memory. And as I say, just a pity that you couldn't see a fully costumed Toreador there as you were listening to it. But I assure you, there was one there. Amy Block is a very talented pianist and was a class winner with 91 marks earlier in the week and was invited back to play again at the concert last night. Here's Amy now to play for us, and the piece is called Stormy Coast. Amy Block. Very expressive playing there from Amy Block. Amy, thank you for that. Now, we're going to divert from the practice of playing the winning performance, because in actual fact, I have played the winning performance from this next class and will play it again many, many times, because it is the wonderful Arthur Cowley, who was the winner of the folk song class this year. And he always just hits the right note in every possible way, musically and in his choice of songs. But we're going to listen, in fact, to Arthur Borden, because I think you've been sitting quietly for quite long enough, and I think it's high time that you did a bit of singing. So come on, you will know this one, but I bet it's a year or two since you've heard it. This was what Arthur Borden brought to us for the folk song class for this year.
Oh, 'twas in the broad Atlantic, mid the equinoctial gales, when a young fellow fell overboard among the sharks and whales. And down he went like a streak of light, yet quickly down went he, until he came to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing,
for you, my dear, now welcome straight to land. Go back to your messmates one last time and give them this from me, that you're married to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea. Expecting to find a corpse, when up he came with a bang and a shout and a voice sepulchrally hoarse. My comrades and my messmates, oh, this didn't do for me, for a mariette to a mermaid at the bottom of the deep blue sea, singing, oh, Britannia, Britannia.
sails unfurled and the ship was sailing free. Well, we went up to our captain and our tale we told to he. The captain went to the old ship's side and out loud bellowed he. Be happy if you can with your wife, my man, at the bottom of the deep blue sea.
And that was Arthur Borden singing in the folk song class. He took second place with 88 marks, and just one mark ahead was the winner of the class, and that was Arthur Cowley. He had 89 marks with a great song all about pot pies and puddings like his mother used to make, all about a poor wife who was cooking wasn't really all it might be. Very good wife in many other ways, but certainly not very good at making the food that he remembered from his childhood days. Great song. Arthur puts these songs over so well, doesn't he? And I can promise you that definitely we'll be getting several repeats on Sundown on our local music feature. That's the lovely thing about having all these recordings from the Guild, that we can go on playing them on Sunday nights around about 10 to 11 when we have our local music feature. Now, the man who won the songs from the shows, this is what he chose. Again, a song that is so right for this man's voice. He got a great mark for this. I think he got somewhere in the order of 90 in for this, as Paul Costain took the part of Topol from Fiddler on the Roof and sang If I Were a Rich Man. This is Paul Costain.
Dear Lord, you make many, many poor people. I realise, of course, it's no great shame to be poor. But it's no great honor either. What would have been so terrible if I were to have a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yagga digga 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yagga digga 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 dum. If I were a biddy biddy rich, a digga diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. Be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer going down, and a one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. Would land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, yagga digga 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 dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yagga digga 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 dum. If I were a pity pity rich, a digga diddle man, I'd see my wife, my gold, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to a heart's delight. Putting on hairs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in. Screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them, like Solomon the Wise. If you please, Repertoria, pardon me, Repertoria, posing problems that will cross a rabbi's eyes. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye, bye bye. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in the synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the eastern wall. And I'd discuss the holy books with the 7 hours every day. This would be the sweetest thing of all. If I were a rich man, yagga digga 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 dum, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Yagga digga 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 dum. Lord who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
Winner of the songs from the shows for this year with 90 marks, Paul Costain and If I Were a Rich Man. And just after this break, I'm going to play again for you the song that when I played it the first time, the number of people, real significant number of people said to me, who was that? I shall play the song for you again right after this.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
And we're just going up to midnight with our coverage of the Manx Music Festival, looking back over the Guild, the highlights from the festival's finest concert and some of the performances from over this week. And I promise you that I've got something absolutely superb to finish with, a wonderful, wonderful choir. A recent winner, they just won in the last day of competition, and it's going to be a beautiful way to finish off this coverage of the Guild. But can I just say a huge apology to a very talented violinist, and that's Abigail Radcliffe. And Abigail, accompanied by Laura Rolls, played in the concert last night. She won her class earlier in the week. She played A Song for Grandad and the Flitter Dance in the concert last night. But again, Abigail, it was one of those recordings where there was lots of background noise, and I'm not going to play it unless everyone can hear just how good you are. So that's another one that we're going to re-record. But Abigail was there and played beautifully for us last night. Congratulations for that. And this, here he is, the young man that when I played this the first time, so many people said, who sang that song? Who sang that James Bond song? And the answer is, it's Callum McBrew, winner of the popular song class. Such a talented young man. Here he is again.
Makes me want to stay.
Great work there from Callum Brew and The Writing's on the Wall. Let's take this blues break and then a lovely choir piece to end our coverage of this year's 125th Manx Music Festival. Back to it in just a couple of moments.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.
And for the very last time now, this is the Xenakis Singers. I hope I pronounced that correctly. They're from Ballacameen High School. They won the concert class for up to year 13 with 89 marks. And this is from their programme.
I ain't taught long to stay.
and class-winning singing there from the Xenakis Singers, students of Ballacamine High School, concludes our coverage for the 2017 Manx Music Festival. It's been an absolute privilege to report on the festival for you. Thank you very much indeed for keeping me company. If there's anything that you would like to listen again, you can do that at your leisure, because all our Guild coverage is available via our website, manxradio.com. Under the On Demand tab, you can find it all there, and it will remain there for quite some time. So if there's anybody in your family who was singing and we included it in one of our programmes, you can send them a link, recommend that they listen again. It will stay there for a lot longer than our normal programmes, because this is not replaced with another edition as are our other programmes. So I think you understand what I'm saying. Do please go to the website. Also have a look at the Manx Music Festival Facebook page. There's lots and lots of photographs there. Zoe Cannell does a great job at keeping that up to date. So there's loads of photographs to browse through if you But if anything at all, you'll find pictures for it there. But I warn you, don't just go when you've only got a minute to spare. Go when you've got plenty of time to spare, because you'll get engrossed looking at all the pictures and reading all the comments. It's just turned midnight. I'm sorry we're running a little bit late with this now. If this is your switching off time, if you're leaving me, thanks for your company and I wish you a very good night. But if you could stay awake a little longer, let's start our bank holiday together.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you by SpectrumWindows.im.